Joining a clinical trial. Clinical trials are an essential part of improving our understanding of stem cell transplants and making them more successful. Every aspect of treatment given to you on your transplant journey has previously been shown to be safe and effective by first testing it in a clinical trial. Clinical trials rely on volunteer patients who are willing to test one or more aspects of their pre- and post-transplant treatments. This could be a new drug, a new combination of existing treatments, how treatments are given, or even a lifestyle change like a new diet or exercise plan. It's a common misconception that clinical trials for experimental treatments are only offered to patients when all other options have been unsuccessful. There are three different phases to clinical trials that all need to be successful before a treatment is approved for general use. Each phase involves more patients and more detailed analysis of the treatment's effectiveness and side effects. Clinical trials often have strict joining criteria to make sure they have the best possible chance of being successful. However, this unfortunately limits the number of patients who are eligible to take part.
I am pleased that I volunteered to assist with a clinical trial during my first transplant, and I am grateful to those who have volunteered in the past. I am amazed at how the procedures have changed in just 3 years. The process seems far less invasive, and it's only due to clinical trials that this progress can be made.
Mark, who had a stem cell transplant. If you agree to join a trial, you are likely to be given either a new treatment being tested or the existing NHS-approved treatment. This will be done at random, and sometimes neither yourself nor your doctor will know the treatment you had until after the trial is complete. During the trial, you might need to give some extra blood samples or have extra biopsies taken. You will also have regular checkups to ensure the treatment is safe and any side effects are identified and dealt with quickly. For various reasons, it's possible that some patients who agree to join a trial will unfortunately not be selected. If this happens, you will continue to receive the most appropriate medical treatment. You can leave a trial at any point if you decide it's no longer suitable for you. You can then return to a treatment plan agreed by your medical team.
My husband wanted very much to be part of a clinical trial to help advance the care and treatment of others with leukemia in the future. We were given all the information we needed before he started his clinical trial. The doctors answered all our questions openly and honestly. We had time to discuss the options together and to think it through before any decision was made.
Jane, whose husband had a stem cell transplant.